A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus got into the boat, followed by his disciples. Without warning, a storm broke over the lake, so violent that the waves were breaking right over the boat. And Jesus went on sleeping. So they went to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are going down." Jesus said to them, "Why are you so frightened, you of little faith?" And with that he stood up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and all was calm again. The men were astonished and said, "Whatever kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him." What kind of man is this? Is this one of your questions? What kind of man is Jesus in your life? So often when this gospel of Jesus asleep in the boat is proclaimed, I hear people ask, "I wonder why Jesus went on sleeping." And I must admit, I have often asked that same question. Prior to this reading today from Matthew's Gospel, we hear about the hardship of being a follower of Jesus. We hear Jesus say to the people, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And here in this reading, we have Jesus sleeping, laying his head in the boat. Maybe the apostles feared that his challenge was to complete surrender, to letting go of all and having nowhere to lay their heads. When I ponder this gospel, I ask myself about the significance of Jesus sleeping during the storm, and I find I learn many things. Over the past few days, I have had the privilege of spending the nights at the hospice with one of our sisters who is dying of cancer. It has been a time of great grace and insight, and I can almost see God's Spirit hovering over her, enabling her to trust, and in that trust, to gradually let go. It seems to me that in the silence and stillness of the night, while she is sleeping, the storms of life are quietening, and the soul is preparing to make its final journey into eternal life. Sometimes during the day, when sleep is perhaps greatly disturbed by the talk of those around the bedside, her spirit seems less calm. And it's at times like this I find myself reflecting more on the importance of silence and stillness for the inner journey to be completed, for that discovery of who Jesus really is. What kind of man is this who has gone to prepare a place for her? As I think back over my own life, I am aware that I used to be like the disciples, waking Jesus up, waking him up to fix things and to make things right. And somehow, when we do this, we distract ourselves from entering fully into the inner journey, that journey of surrender, that challenge to complete surrender, surrendering to what is now. And if we accept the storms of life, the chaos, the unpredictable, we become aware of what God is doing within us, this God in Jesus. And we need to feel the experience of what is happening as a very sacred part of our journey. And then when Jesus is ready, and when we have done and made our inner journey, Jesus will wake us up and rebuke the storms in our lives, and all will be calm again. And perhaps that's the moment of death, and at that moment those present will be full of wonder, as even death itself obeys Jesus. Death is God's moment. And the journey of asking that question, what kind of man is this, will then be answered in all its fullness when we meet our God face to face. So let us pray that on our journey we can enter into that stillness and that silence and listen. Listen to Jesus. Listen to that question. What kind of man is this? Blessings this day.